High school basketball is on.
Driving hard on the left hand as nobody stopped ball and getting to the glass and finishing for two.
High school basketball is brought to you by Blue River Restoration, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, McKay Manor, First Bank Shelbyville.
Two post players working well together.
Acra Automotive.
Nice high-low play there, walling off her defender.
Cagney's Pizza King. Sandman Brothers. J&B Quality Home Furnishings. High school basketball is also brought to you by Stanley Jones Insurance. Major Health Partners. BP Dock Shops. Christian Electric. Hoosier Realtor. Penny Acres. Clark Orthodontics. Shelby Materials. H&R Block. Maximum Result.
Two wins from a state championship game appearance tonight to a regional final from Morris Pollard Gymnasium at Speedway High School. Two top 10 teams collide for the right to move on as 4th-ranked Winchester takes on 8th-ranked Triton Central. Good evening. I'm Johnny McCrory. Thanks for being with us on the Stanley Jones Insurance pregame report. Insurance service you can rely on with Stanley Jones. Winchester at number 4, Triton Central at number 8, and the winner will play next week in the semi-state. My broadcast partner is Jason Parker. Earlier today, Winchester advances with a 49-32 revenge win over the team that knocked them out of the postseason in this round a year ago, Covenant Christian. For Triton Central, very impressive in defeating South Putnam 65-40. First of all, for the Tigers, the best we've seen them play maybe this season.
Yeah, absolutely. They really came to play this morning. I thought from the very beginning they didn't look nervous and they didn't look like this was a too big of a game for them, and I really thought South Putnam was the complete opposite. They looked a little uncomfortable this morning, and it showed right from the jump. And Tinley Phelps was a big contributor this morning. 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 of 10 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. And if Phelps, if her conditioning and her legs can stay with her tonight, I think she's set to have another big game tonight.
Even with that being said, this is a different looking roster for Winchester. The Golden Falcons have been in the top 10, like Triton Central, for the better part of the season, the top 5 for a good portion of the season, 6 foot at a guard, 6'3 down in the post. In fact, as we go to an early look at our major hospital partners injury report, experience the major difference. There's a 6-footer that has been lost in junior guard forward Shelby Miller. She has a torn ACL that was sustained in the sectional championship, so she won't play tonight. But back to the point, bigger roster than South Putnam brought this morning.
Oh yeah, a lot bigger, and especially down low with Kiara Robinson. 6'3" may not be the most athletic 6'3", but she gets up and down the floor well. She has a soft touch around the basket, and at 6'3" in a women's game, all you really got to do is know how to stand your ground and have your arms straight up, and it's going to make life difficult down low for Phelps and Cooper and whoever else might venture down there. But Maddie Lawrence might be the name to keep in mind tonight for Winchester, averaging 19 points a game, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 1 block, and only turns it over about 2 times a game. So Maddie Lawrence is the name to keep in mind and to remember tonight if you're listening in from Triton Central. The less we say her name in a positive way, the better off for the Tigers.
It's a matter of philosophy. Sometimes it's a matter of convenience or even what you have in your athletic department budget, how you want to do things. Triton Central has been home. They've been back to the gym. They let the players run home for a short while. Winchester, they spent time in the hotel room grabbing ice baths and pasta. Those were the two different ways things were handled today for these teams in between games, and Triton Central had lesser time to do it in.
I'm not sure eating a bunch of pasta in between games is probably a good idea. That's usually done the night before, but whatever works. And I think for Winchester, their travel was just a little differently due to the length of trip over here to Speedway. Triton Central, about half the distance, so they were able to get home and regroup at their own facility there. And Winchester hung out over here, and you mentioned a hotel room. They must have come over last night. So, you know, I think both teams, Winchester obviously playing the first game, has that a little extra rest, and we'll see if that affects either team. If it does, that could be the difference in today's game.
Coming up on the pregame report, our coaches' conversations will start with Triton Central head coach Brian Graham. You're listening to high school basketball from the 2A Regional Championship on Giant FM Sports.
Indiana Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Giant FM Sports Regional Championship, Triton Central to take on Winchester. We're joined by Tigers head coach Brian Graham. Congratulations. Impressive performance earlier today.
I was very proud. My coaching staff had done a great job scouting and had the girls ready to play, and we're just happy to get to play another game representing Triton Central.
Established Tinley Phelps early in that ballgame.
Yeah, that was our goal, was to get the ball in the post, pound it inside out, and then once they started doubling on her, then Maya kind of drove and kicked and took it to the hole herself.
How do you like the balance, though? Eight different girls scored in the first half.
Well, that's one of our things we've been happy with all year long, is that we have, you know, 8 to 10 players that can play basketball, and they just make me look way smarter.
How did you handle the afternoon?
Well, there wasn't much of an afternoon. We got home about 2:30 or 2:45, 3 o'clock. Us coaches met at 4:15, go over the game plan. Players are back at 5 doing shoot around, and here we are ready to play.
Talk about Winchester.
Big. 6-footer, 6'3" girl. You know, and they know what to do with it. They pound the ball inside. The 6-footer is a good driver. Looking, you know, if you help off of her. Of course, they look to throw the ball into 14, so we got to be prepared not only for their first shot, but then stop them and get them off the board for their second shot.
Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks. God bless.
Brian Graham with us. Holly Gutierrez coming up next on the pregame, brought to you by BP Doc Shops on Giant FM Sports.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports Championship night from Speedway, where a couple of top 10 teams will meet for a berth in the South Semi-State. And we're joined by Winchester head coach Holly Gutierrez. Congratulations on, again, getting back to this point, number one. Take me through game one. How do you feel you played earlier today?
My kids, you know, were down with Shelby Miller being out of the lineup, and I really felt like somebody had to step up, and I thought a couple of my kids that aren't usually big role players really stepped up and took care of the boards that we, you know, were hurting for Shelby, and really executed our game plan and shut down their two top key players, so I thought they played a great game.
I know some coaches would love to practice more. Sometimes, though, we get into this week at a time thing, and kids are used to playing at least twice a week, so it can be a long week, but was there any reconstruction of things you did or the way you attack things because of Shelby's absence?
A little bit, but I thought as far as the first game went, we matched up very well. With Shelby being out of the lineup, as far as they were a much smaller team than we'll see tonight in Triton Central, and I thought, you know, we were much faster on the floor without Shelby out there, and my kids, a lot of times you go all week and you get stir crazy. We were just talking about that. You know, you prepare all week for one team, and then you've got, you know, 3 hours to get ready for the next team, and sometimes it's a bigger game. So, which in this case it obviously is a bigger game with Triton Central, I think, being a much stronger team than Covenant was. So, yes and no to your question, but it's in a way it's nice not to have all that time to think about it for 5 days, so to get ready for one team.
Tell me how you spent the last few hours. Did you make a run home? Did you have a hotel? What'd you do?
We had back to the hotel. The kids had pasta delivered, and then we had a shoot around here just a little bit ago. So they laid down for a little bit, and they all took ice baths and tried to recoup. And we're too far away probably to go back and come. Yeah. But they're excited. We're excited to be here. This was a very young team, kind of like Triton Central is. We didn't have, you know, we had a senior on the floor last year, and everybody else was a freshman and sophomore. So we're excited to be back. And once again, we're young. We don't lose anybody. So we're a very similar team in that sense for tonight.
Tell me about the game of Madeline Lawrence.
The game of Madeline Lawrence. What a kid, man. She is number one in her class. That to the court, she comes with such great character, and she sees her team. She's so unselfish, and that's something we've strived this week. She's got to be much more selfish. I know for a long time she was number two in the nation in leading assists. She was about 10 per game there for a while, and I think that's just what makes her great. She makes everybody else around her better, and she knows when she needs to step up and do more. And now with Shelby out, I think she feels a little bit of that pressure. But like I said, everybody kind of did a balanced attack on that this morning, and it wasn't just on her shoulders. But what a kid to have on your team. They're a very far view team. In between, you get a kid like that, and just to her smarts on the court and off the court make her that much better of a kid.
Whether they go directly head-to-head is up to you coaches, but it isn't too often I feel like we get true post players for both teams, and both have that tonight.
Yeah, we do. With Shelby being out, you know, Maddie can go anywhere, and obviously on defense you saw her this morning down low, which she's going to have to tonight, too. I mean, she had 22 rebounds, and, you know, in most games we're lucky to have 7 or 8, so it's something she can do. We just like her in the guard spot, but, yeah, it'll be a matchup of post play and guard play, because I think both teams are pretty balanced in all areas, so who can knock down shots, I think, will tell the tale at the final buzzer.
Immediate concerns you have dealing with Triton tonight?
They're just a very balanced team. They've got quick guard play. They play a great defensive game as far as pressure in your face, and it's a little different from what we saw this morning. But they're very similar to a couple teams that we see in our season, Minera Central, which got knocked out early. That's our big rival for us in Jay County. So it's nothing we haven't seen before, but we got to play our cards right, because we're down a kid. So that's not to our advantage, but they're a tough team, coached well, so we're excited for the matchup.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Coach Holly Gutierrez with us. Coming up, we're getting close to tip-off. It'll be Winchester and Triton Central for a semi-state berth on Giant FM Sports.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. Final minutes of our Stanley Jones Insurance pregame. And time now to take a look at our maximum results starting lineups. Dream homes found here with maximum results. For the Tigers of Triton Central, 21-4, ranked 8th in the final pre-final season poll, 7th in the final Sagarin numbers of the season. Starting in one guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 10, Maya Chandler. 15 points per game on the season, 17 in the win earlier today.
Yeah, and she didn't shoot particularly well this morning, but she got buckets when they needed them and enough to keep that lead moving forward. But tonight, she's going to have to probably play against a girl a little bit taller than her, and hopefully Chandler can use her speed and get into that lane.
Joining her in the backcourt, Haley Schneider, 8 points per game, 31% three-point shooter. The 5'6 senior wears number 22, had 3 points earlier today.
Yeah, she was 1 of 3 behind the arc, knocked down the only open look she had. The other two were a little bit rushed. Triton needs to try to find her with some time and space to get that shot off.
At a guard forward, Ranisha Holly, the 5'8 senior, wears number 30, averages 30 points per game, and when she scored an early bucket earlier today, that seemed to be a good omen.
Yeah, Ranisha, we talked in the pregame this morning that she needs to take advantage of opportunities that the defense gave her. Now, I don't think South Putnam really had her scouted like teams that maybe see her more than once a year did. They were guarding her out on the line in the three-point shot, so when Rynisha has the opportunity to get to the rim, she's got to take it and finish.
And in the post area, Isabella Cooper, the 5'8 senior, wears number 50, 7 points per game. She put 6 on the board earlier today.
Yeah, and Cooper is one of the two girls with her and Phelps. We'll talk about Phelps next, but Kira Robinson, 6'3", is looming for Winchester, and Cooper is one of the girls that's going to have to keep Robinson off the boards, blocking her out a little bit extra than normal.
Triton averaging just under 59 points per game, giving up 39.5 on the defensive end. For the Winchester Falcons, with a record of 24-2, ranked number 4 in the final poll of the regular season, coached by Holly Gutierrez, they will start at guard, a 6-foot sophomore, number 2, Madeline Lawrence. You talked about her numbers across the board in the pregame.
Yeah, 19 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 4 steals, a block. She does it all, and she'll have to do it all tonight if Winchester's going to knock off Triton tonight.
At a guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 3, Becca Chamberlain, averaging just over 8 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. At a guard, 5'3 junior, number 12 is Sarah Graff. Graff playing about 16 minutes a game, averaging 2.2 points per game. She'll see more minutes tonight.
Yep, she's one of the girls that will see increased time with Shelby Miller out. And Graff will have to try to do a little bit more than what she's done so far this year coming off the bench.
Her sister at 5'2", a junior, number 23, Hannah Graff, averaging 9.5 points per ball game, another would-be scorer for this Winchester team.
Yeah, and a girl that has put up points at points this year at different times this year. So she's a girl that is averaging 9.5. She needs to maybe be up around 14 or 15 tonight for the Falcons.
And in the post at 6'3", a junior, number 14, Kira Robinson, 11 points, 7 rebounds per game, 3.5 blocks per ball game.
Yeah, 3.5 blocks is big, and 7 rebounds, 11 points. I think her number one job tonight is to keep Tinley Phelps from getting comfortable down low like she did this morning.
Trident Central was in road green earlier today. They're in home whites tonight, trimmed in green. Winchester in road black, trimmed in gold, and we're nearing tip-off between the Tigers and Winchester. And the winner of this game will play the winner between Paoli and South Ripley next week in the semi-state, with a destination still to be determined.
Yep, South Ripley 2 in the Sagarin ratings, and Paoli number 8 right behind Triton Central.
Teams are headed over to the bench. Starting lineup's about to happen on the floor, and then we'll be ready to go here from Speedway. Winchester and Triton Central for a regional championship coming up on Giant FM Sports.
When you do Giant FM Sports.
Just about tip-off time. Triton Central and Winchester. Two teams that, Jason Parker, when you look at the roster, it's realistic to say we'll see this again next year, maybe the year after that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Both young teams, no seniors in the starting lineup tonight for the Falcons, and only one senior in the start, two seniors, Schneider. What am I talking about? Schneider, Holly, and Cooper in the starting lineup for Triton, but a lot of young core players will be back next year.
One more time for your maximum results starting lineups for Triton Central: Chandler, Schneider, Holly, Phelps, and Cooper. For Winchester, Lawrence, Chamberlain, Graff, Robinson, and Graff. Sarah and Hannah Graff.
Yeah, I talked this morning about the superstar, the key players playing big. Triton Central got it out of Phelps and Chandler. They're going to have to get it again tonight. I hope that fatigue doesn't play a factor with either team, but especially for Triton Central, Phelps and Chandler have got to play big. For Winchester, Kira Robinson, the more efficient she is down low, defensively and offensively, I think will go a long way tonight for Winchester.
Both of these teams average 33 rebounds per ball game. They are accustomed to going to the glass, and Triton Central dominated South Putnam, not allowing second and third shots.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to have to block out Robinson a little bit more than they're used to, because she can simply go up over you. So an extra step or two to root her out of there and then be able to go get the ball.
Robinson and Phelps in the center circle. Tip-off brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. Again, Triton home on the scoreboard for this one. Winchester in road black. And we're set to go with a berth in the semi-state against South Ripley and Paoli on the line. Richardson controls the opening tip. Here comes Winchester against Triton Central, man-to-man. Across the timeline, caught at the top of the key by Madeline Lawrence. Her three, too hard. Long rebound, though, tracked down by Winchester on the sideline. Holding out front, Becca Chamberlain. Chamberlain, high post for Robinson. Drop down to Lawrence, running baseline. On the perimeter, another three, and this one is good.
Three in the air by Chamberlain. Nice pass. Nice offensive movement there by Winchester.
Winchester on board, 3-0. And Triton Central with a pass intended for Holly. I don't think she was ready for it. Failed to make the catch. And the Tigers turn it over on their opening possession. Winchester with Chamberlain in the backcourt, but Lawrence will be the one to come and get the basketball, defended by Renisha Holly. Double stack screen around it, into the corner, a three left corner, nothing but net from Hannah Graff. And Winchester off to a good start, 6-0 lead.
2 for 3 from behind the arc so far, Chamberlain and Graff both with makes.
Chandler across the timeline. On the right-handed dribble, gets a screen from Schneider. Phelps with a three, missed everything but the backboard, rebounded by Lawrence in traffic. Into the front court, Winchester. Lawrence on the dribble with Holly on the defensive assignment. She'll hand it away to Graff. Graff in the center circle, brings it over to Chamberlain. Back to the basket is the 6-foot guard, Lawrence. She'll bring it up top. onto the wing. Another three, and another knockdown by Hannah Graff.
Triton is just losing shooters right now. That's three, and they've got to rotate and be talking defensively, because right now Winchester's hot, 3-for-4 from three-point range.
9-0 lead, and a travel call on Chandler, who tried to settle into just delivering a pass and shuffled the feet.
Another bucket here, and Coach Graham might have to get a quick timeout just to settle his girls down, and he'll go ahead and get it right now, 30 seconds.
6:01 to play, first period, and if you're concerned Triton Central for Robinson maybe catching in the post, for Lawrence becoming a post player with the loss of Shelby Miller, now you're getting beat on the three-point arc, so what do you do?
Well, I think the strategy so far by Gutierrez is to get it into Lawrence and then work inside out. She's been able to find shooters, either be on the one pass or a pass and then another one, and Graft has been the recipient of two of those. She's knocked both down. Becca Chamberlain also knocking one down here early.
Triton Central, the early timeout. And so far, the Tigers have a three-point shot from Tenley Felton. That doesn't surprise me greatly. See if Robinson will come out and guard, which you can't really expect her to, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't until Phelps proves that she can hit that consistently. Two turnovers so far for the Tigers.
Winchester ball looking to go up double figures with a bucket this trip. Across the timeline comes Hannah Graff, defended by Schneider. Lawrence to the basketball, holding high on the right side. Lawrence handing off on the perimeter for Sarah Graft, and now Hannah again in the center circle. Lawrence, she could hit from there, a three, it's good. Three different players have hit a three-pointer, and now Winchester a foul in the backcourt, stopping the clock.
I mean, Triton's going to have to change what they're doing right now. They've got to run these girls off the three-point line. Lawrence simply caught it, pivoted into the shot, took her time. Nobody out on her, and Lawrence is going to hit a high percentage of those.
Number 12, Sarah Graft on the foul, first of the game. Triton Central playing from 12 down, yet to score 2.5 minutes in. Chandler top of the key, crosses right to left hand, Phelps on the wing, Holly posting. Phelps will put it on the floor, dribble into the paint, uncontested to the rim for two. Tenley Phelps, 22.7 rebounds earlier today. Triton on the board, down 10. Lawrence directing traffic, Holly trying to stay close enough to draw the five count from the official. Gets caught in that double stack screen again. Ball on the right, in the post to Robinson, and hit the side of the backboard. Good defense by Cooper to at least hold ground.
Yeah, Robinson just lost the idea of where she was on the floor.
Hannah Graft committing a foul. A reach around trying to take the dribble away from Chandler. It'll be her first, the team's second. Triton Central ball inbounding on the sideline. Holly to throw in. Looking and getting Chandler in the backcourt. Chandler dribbling out at the center circle to the volleyball line on the left hand, and now to the right hand, spins into the paint and had the ball stripped loose, picked up by Robinson.
Winchester a little bit higher level of defense than Triton's used to here in the last month or so.
On the wing, three, jumper, rims out long, loose ball rebound knocked into the hands of Hannah Graff. Here is Lawrence to the left of the key. Lawrence will reset the offense, backing it out toward the center circle. On the right side, holding is Graft. Gives it up, gets it back, penetrating move. On the wing, Hannah Graft for three. Again, nothing but net.
And again, just standing wide open is Hannah Graft, and she's 3-for-3.
Graft with three threes already in this game. 39% beyond the arc this season in 126 attempts. 15-2 Winchester. Chandler between the circles at the volleyball line and having trouble finding a way to penetrate like she had earlier today. There's a step through, beat two defenders, could not convert. Holly knocked the rebound loose and tracked it down in the corner. Holly to Schneider. Turnaround from 17. No good. Rebounded by Robinson. And Winchester in full command right now of 15-2. But a travel call on Lawrence on the perimeter.
Shuffled her feet before she put it down, but she had a shooter in the corner that she was just about ready to give it up to. Another one standing wide open. The Tiger defense right now just losing shooters left and right.
Holly will sit. Number 42, Grace Christ, a 5'6 sophomore off the bench for Triton Central. Chandler dribbling high on the left side. Screen from Phelps around it. Free throw jumper good, Maya Chandler. 15-4, Winchester with the lead and the ball. 2:50 left to play first period. Graft guarded by Schneider. Lawrence comes to set a screen. Graft will dribble all the way to the corner. Bring it back out on the perimeter. In the post is Robinson, and just lofted it up to the rim. No good, but her own rebound. Missed again. Rebound knocked loose and grabbed by Cooper. Not a good attack point for Robinson, who hasn't looked good going to the basket twice. And now Chandler into the paint, picks up the ball, trying to go into shot motion, tied up at that point. Possession arrow keeps it with Triton Central. Schneider inbounding. Out front for Phelps. Took a look at a three. Passed up a possibility. Christ will put it on the floor. Dribble into the paint and then bounce pass it across the lane. Kicked out of bounds. Schneider to trigger in baseline. And Schneider finds Christ, who comes to the basket, but she traveled while out of bounds, and the official never looked at her feet. Ball thrown away, however. Lawrence front court. Hannah Graff wants it top of the key. Her three doesn't go this time, and Phelps with the rebound.
That's a little heat check there. Graff was really wanting that one.
Phelps top of the key, left alone in transition. A three, good by Tinley Phelps. Timeout, Winchester. And with a minute 56 to go, five threes by this Winchester team, yet the game seems to be settling a little bit, and now it's 15-7.
Yeah, but I don't like the way it's looking right now. Winchester seems to be defensively in control. Tinley hits a three there to make the scoreboard look a lot better. Triton needs to settle down. Most importantly, defensively, they've got to get out to these shooters right now from Winchester, because they're getting comfortable looks, and Triton's got to run them off that line.
Giant FM sports coverage of tonight's regional final being brought to you by Cagney. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's. By Penning Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. And by Major Health Partners, experience the major difference. Triton Central with the Phelps three right before the timeout, getting back to within eight, just under 2 minutes to play first period. Triton Central looking for its third regional championship in school history. Winchester, its third as well, winning titles in 2010 and 2011. And back in this game for a second consecutive year. Off the dribble, Lawrence off a ball screen hits a three. Winchester at 36% this season beyond the arc. They're lighting it up right now, but Triton with an answer. Chandler penetrating, bouncing to Cooper, layup good. 18-7, should be 18-9 as they finally get that on the scoreboard. A ball entered into the post and Robinson lost it trying to turn to the basket. Chandler on the push, going to the rim, again tied up. Winchester, terrific hands on Chandler, and the tie up on the shot attempt pushes the ball to Winchester.
For being 6'3", Robinson's really a non-factor right now.
Winchester backcourt with Graff talking with Coach Gutierrez as she walks it up. 18-9 ball game. Winchester by nine with possession. Left alone on the right side, passing up a possible quick three with Sarah Graff. Here is a three-point attempt off the mark by Chamberlain, rebounded by Triton. The push by Phelps into the front court at the top of the key. Now Chandler. Man-to-man by Winchester. Phelps with a screen. Chandler back to Phelps. Defender Lawrence puts the hand down. Phelps takes the three and misses it. The rebound taken away by Schneider, who finds Crist, who misses a three. That miss results in another offensive rebound, this one by Cooper. 25 seconds left in the period for Triton, trailing by nine. On the right side, it's Schneider. Schneider step back on the dribble, now Chandler with 15. Between the circles, screen comes on the right side. Chandler goes away with it, finds Crist on the wing. Her jumper missed. 8 seconds for Winchester. Into the front court comes Lawrence. Gets it on the right side. Hannah Graff for three. Didn't go. Rebound Cooper. And we've reached the end of the first period of play. Triton went down 15-2. And the Tigers trail Winchester 18-9 at the end of one. You're listening to High School Basketball. Giant FM Sports.
It's FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. Second period getting underway from Speedway. 18-9, Winchester on top of Triton Central. It was 15-2 at one point. All of Winchester's points beyond the arc, 6 3-pointers. Renisha Holly back in the game for Triton Central, wide open in the corner, but as we know, not her shot. The ball goes to Phelps. Free throw jumper, no good. Rebound knock loose. Holly keeps it alive again. Phelps top of the key. Fake, drive, blocked on the way up by Robinson, but a foul call on Winchester. The block on the hand looked good. What's the foul call? It's on Maddie Lawrence underneath. Lawrence with her first, team foul number three, and at the line, Tinley Phelps. 8 of 8 in the semifinal win today, makes the first here. Phelps again, and made them both. Phelps has 7 of the team's 11. Substitution, Triton Central. Schneider will come out. Riley Stevens into the ball game. The 5'11 sophomore, number 32 for Triton Central. Seven-point lead, Winchester. Touch on the right sideline, Sarah Graff. Coming to the basketball, Lawrence. Puts it on the floor, left hand, down the lane. Handoff in the corner. Chamberlain the catch there. Back in the post, on the wing, a three in and out. Rebound Phelps, fouled from behind on the rebound. We have a fourth foul on Winchester. Triton has yet to commit one, and the Tigers have the ball down by 7.
Only 3 field goal attempts by Robinson. Those are the only 3 2-point attempts. Everything else so far has been 3-point attempt for Winchester, and they've hit 6 of them so far.
Sarah Graff takes a seat. Coming in for Winchester, a post player, number 54. No, that's not Lanter. Hang on a moment. As Holly has the ball, player falls down. Holly drives to the rim, and Renisha Holly puts it up and in.
I thought Holly got fouled there, too. Went through the contact and scored, and Triton's back down only 5.
Number 32, Brooklyn Hummel, a 5'9 freshman into the ball game. A drive to the rim, no good. Tie up on the rebound between Cooper and Hummel. Winchester going to keep it on the possession arrow. 18-13, Winchester lead with the ball. Inbounding onto the block to Lawrence. In the corner, Graff, a missed three, but a foul on Stevens, and I think they're going to call this foul on the ground after the shot was released. On the block out after shot release, and they will, no free throws involved. And Stevens picks up the personal. Inbounding onto the sideline. Chamberlain down to the free throw line and throws away a bounce pass intended for Lawrence. Holly on the steal. Here comes Triton Central within 5. Man-to-man right now with Chandler dribbling out front. Here is Holly on the right wing. Not much movement for Triton Central in the offensive set. Brian Graham directing traffic from back behind. Chandler down to the free throw line on the dribble, gives it to Phelps. She'll drive to the rim, take contact, and nearly got the shot to go. Two free throws coming. And if you're Tinley Phelps, check that. If you're the defender on Tinley Phelps, you better bury her to the floor because she'll still get the shot off.
Well, first of all, you got to take away her left hand. What kind of scouting report is there if you can't take away Tinley Phelps' left hand? You got to force it to the right. They've not done that yet.
Free throw good. How many times today, including earlier, have we seen Phelps come from the right side of the paint and curl around for a handoff that leads her to that side?
I mean, if you're going to scout a team, you've got to take away their best and their most efficient weapons. Tinley Phelps going to her left is Triton's most efficient weapon.
18-15 on a pair of free throws by Phelps, and Triton is pulled to within three. Chandler, ball knocked away. The dribble actually, I think, hit Chandler in the foot. They scramble for it on the sideline, picked up by Robinson, who throws it away. Riley Stevens will drive, beat one defender, lay up a little bit too hard. Phelps on the good follow, got a hand on the rebound, but was not able to grab it. Ball over to Winchester. And all of a sudden, Winchester...
seems
without hitting threes, Robinson doesn't seem to be an offensive factor in the post.
No, Maddie Lawrence is going to have to get something going here for Winchester.
Lawrence gets a double screen into the corner. Another three attempt. This one too hard. It comes back toward the shooter, rebounded by Renisha Holly.
And as hot as they were early, they're now equally cold from three-point range.
Triton within three with the ball. Just over 5 minutes left to go in the half.
Winchester has not scored in the period.
Screens right and left. Chandler passing over to Phelps on the right wing. Back out front, Chandler. And Chandler again with the ball screen left and right. Now penetrates under the free throw line, but then could not come to a stop. Shuffle the feet and travel. And the chance of, you can't do that. Always a fan favorite.
Oh, high school kids.
Comes from the Winchester student section. Winchester up three with possession. Hannah Graff lobbing on the perimeter right for Lawrence. And a hold and a foul going to go against Holly. Just her first and the team second. Holly out defending, making the inbounds a little bit harder. It'll have to come into the freshman Lanter. Graft holding on the perimeter. Falls down on the dribble. May have run into Stevens. No call. And now Graft is shorter than the two players defending her. Chandler and Stevens put the ball above her head, and they grabbed it. Tie ball. Possession arrow, Triton Central. Schneider in, replacing Holly. With Schneider available as a shooter, Stevens on the floor, right now this may be the best offensive team Triton Central has.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Chandler walks it up into the front court, screens right and left, goes left, onto the wing, maintains the dribble, and backs it out. Chandler for Schneider, holding at the volleyball line. 18-15 Winchester lead. High post catch for Cooper, dribbles around the defender, lofted it across the paint to Stevens. She had to run back to the three-point arc to get the ball, and when she turned to shoot, she traveled. Midway point, second quarter, and we've been kind of stuck here at 18-15 for a little while. Graft to walk it up. On the wing, Lawrence top of the key, guarded now by Schneider. Lawrence trying to back her in on the dribble. Spin move and a foul. Count the bucket. Aggressive move by Schneider, who felt the advantage right away with Holly off the floor.
Yep, nice move by Lawrence. Just using her size there. Backing it down. Then nice little reverse move there and goes up for the shot. She's 3 for 4 from the field.
Schneider on the foul. Her first. Three-point opportunity at the line is good.
Lawrence looks like a college-level player. She's only a sophomore.
73% shooter. 21-15 Winchester, 3:39 left to go in the half. Chandler for Schneider. Schneider brings it across over to the right wing. Top of the key is Stevens. A three is good, Riley Stevens. Her first bucket, and again a Winchester three-point lead. Under 3.5 left, first half. Stevens defending on Graff. Here is Lawrence. Lawrence gets a screen, stop and go. Beats Schneider to the rim, scores, and will go to the line again. That's a man-to-man situation that's going to need change.
Yeah, that's a mismatch big time. Chandler or Stevens is going to have to probably check Lawrence defensively. Schneider just not big enough, not quick enough side to side to do it. And or Holly as she'll get ready to check back in.
Holly at the scorer's bench. Schneider will come down after picking up her second foul. And Lawrence, who had a pair of three-point field goals in the first period, now will try to score for the fourth time in this game via a three-point play of one sort or another. Free throw, good.
Doesn't get much better looking than that. Lawrence, nice shot.
24-18, Winchester again by half a dozen as we approach the three-minute mark here in the second. Chandler defended by Graff, has screens both ways, goes around one to the left, and Graff still there in front. Handoff for Holly on the perimeter. Chandler with a touch on the right sideline. Here is Stevens, who traveled. The head fake, and I really do think that pivot foot came up off the floor in the head fake.
Eighth turnover in the first half, and a lot of them have just been on individual moves that have gone too fast, and the traveling call has been made.
A Triton Central team averaging about 14.5 per game, typically a quicker pace, not a bad number, but already at 8 right now.
Stevens checks out, Chris in.
And Chris defending on Graff, who brings it front court. Robinson will come on the perimeter to make a catch. Give it up for Lawrence, defended now by Holly. Lawrence will drive on Holly, and we have a whistle and a foul. And I think this may be on Holly, defending on Lawrence. If it is, it's number 3.
Yep.
I may have given her one early.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Only number 2. Number 2 on Holly. Fifth on the team. Inbounding baseline, Winchester, and right under the rim. Triton Central gave up a nice spot right by the basket. It came into Lanter. Chandler blocks the shot from behind, but also committed the foul.
I've got Hummel as number 32.
I'm sorry. I said Lanter early when she came in, first substitution, and I've had trouble getting off the Lanter name early, Hummel, in the ballgame.
I just, you know, anytime I find a spot to correct you, I always like to do it.
You know, it happens altogether too often, I'm afraid. Hummel missed the first free throw. Triton Central takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:28 left to go first half. 24-18 Winchester. You're listening to the Speedway Regional on Giant FM Sports.
You know what? Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball being brought to you by H&R Block. Tax solutions to fit your needs. Winchester's Brooklyn Hummel at the free throw line. She had missed one before a timeout. And now this one missed everything except the backboard, and Hummel took off after it, so a lane violation besides. And Triton Central with possession down by 6. Chandler and Phelps out front. Chandler around a ball screen for Holly in the corner. Holly, one dribble, back to Chandler. Cooper Crist rounding out the 5 on the floor right now for head coach Brian Graham. Chandler drives to Holly, little 10-foot jumper, in and out. Rebounded by Lawrence. Lawrence on the push into the front court, stop and go, gets by Holly, runs into Cooper, forced the shot, no good. Phelps the rebound and falling down, gets it over to a teammate. Chandler will push, step through, runner to the glass, no. And the rebound grabbed down the right sideline with Lawrence. Lawrence crossover dribble into the paint. Onto the wing. Chamberlain for 3. Not this time. Rebound knocked loose onto the floor. Holly and Robinson tie it up. And I forget who has the arrow. It'll be Winchester.
I could have swore they had the last arrow.
Would have thought so too if you'd asked me to bet on it. Graft inbounding baseline. Winchester jumped out 15-2. Triton Central got close, but hasn't been able to catch up just yet. Lawrence bouncing for Graft. Graft defended by Christ to Chamberlain. A three on the right wing is good. Chamberlain's second three of the game, 6 points, and Winchester has opened it up back to nine at 27-18. Chandler directing traffic, right hand to left hand, down to Holly. And Robinson actually steps all the way out to Holly, about 17 feet out. Felt stop and go to Holly in the corner, and she'll take and miss a three. 50 seconds left to go in the half, and Winchester could get back up by double figures. Chamberlain for three on a catch and shoot. Good again. And the execution of Triton Central has dissipated here on the offensive end as the Tigers travel coming up into the front court.
Same turnover. They've committed probably five or six times here. That's nine overall. Traveling has been a big problem so far for the Tigers in the first half, and they need a stop here. They don't want to go down further than 12.
They've been down by 13. A basket here could actually give Winchester its biggest lead in the first half. Hummel with 24 seconds. Lawrence again with Holly not quite close enough to maintain the five count.
Chamberlain's hit two in a row.
Hand off Chamberlain. 13 seconds left. Lawrence now with possession, guarded by Holly. Goes away from a ball screen. Chamberlain's wide open again, knocks it down. Triton to hurry, will not get a shot off at the end of the first half. There is a second defender starting to hedge as Chamberlain, check that, as
Lawrence
makes her dribble drive, and they're leaving Chamberlain to catch and shoot.
Yeah, and that's Maya Chandler. She left her girl, who's hit two threes in a row, to really stop Lawrence from going nowhere, and then she doesn't recover quick enough, and Chamberlain knocks down her fourth three of the first half, and Winchester opens up a 15-point lead.
Halftime on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Winchester 33, Triton Central 18. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
The action with you at Giant FM.
Tax solutions to fit your needs. H&R Block halftime report. Triton Central trailed 15-2. It was 21-18. Tigers within three of the lead. But a 12-0 run by Winchester closes the half, and their biggest lead comes here at halftime, 33-18. Number four over number eight at the break.
Yeah, and it's been turnovers and lack of, I don't know what the right word is defensively, but they're not getting out. They're not identifying shooters.
Awareness
of where the shooters are. And right now, Becca Chamberlain with four, Hannah Graft with three, Maddie Lawrence with two threes. They are absolutely shooting the Tigers out of this regional right now, 9 of 17 from behind the arc, and I think every one of those nine have been uncontested. They've been open looks, and when I mean open looks, I mean they catch it, they're in good position, and they're getting the shot off before Triton even gets out to them to get a hand up.
Individual scoring for Winchester, three players have scored. Maddie Lawrence, Becca Chamberlain, each with 12. Hannah Graft has 9. And every point that's gone up has been in some form of a three-point play, because the only two-point field goals that have been made came with an and-one, and Lawrence made the free throw each time. 2 of 4 free throw shooting in the first half by Winchester. For Triton Central, Tenley Phelps has 9. 3 points on a three-point field goal by Riley Stevens, and then two apiece from Bella Cooper, Rynisha Holly, and Maya Chandler. The Tigers have converted all four of their free throws. 18-9 Winchester after one. Again, it was 21-18 second quarter, but a 12-0 run that carries into the halftime break. 33-18 Winchester here at the half.
Well, the stats are really going to tell the score here. For Winchester, 11 of 22 from the field, 50%. 9 of 17 behind the arc, 53%. They've been out-rebounded by 2, 10 to 12, 4 of those offensive, 7 assists, only 4 first-half turnovers for the Falcons. For Triton Central, 6 of 17 from the field, 35%. 2 of 7 behind the arc, 29%. Phelps has one, and Stevens with a top-of-the-key three in that second quarter. 12 rebounds for the Tigers, 4 offensive, 3 assists, 9 first-half turnovers, the big number for the Tigers. Individual leaders in rebounding, Maddie Lawrence with 3, Kira Robinson with 3, and Maddie Lawrence, who almost averages a triple-double, has 4 assists to lead the way in that column for Winchester. For Triton Central, Tinley Phelps, another good rebounding half with 4, Holly and Cooper with 3, and Maya Chandler, really the only assist number tonight for Triton Central. She's got 2 at the half.
Halftime score, 33-18 Winchester. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports.
Couple minutes left in our H&R Block halftime report. Winchester 33, Triton Central 18. Winchester on the floor. Triton Central has yet to come out of the locker room here at Speedway. The winner of this game will advance to the 2A South semi-state to play either at Jasper or Jeffersonville against the winner of South Ripley and Paoli tonight. For Triton Central, the way Winchester has shot threes, you almost think maybe they could have defended this thing better out of the zone if they're going to keep dropping off defenders to worry about Lawrence on the dribble drive. But now, down 15, I don't know if you can master a zone at this point in time.
You might be able to get away with it early. I don't think Graham will go to it. But, yeah, I think I've been thinking here as I'm watching them warm up, maybe a zone would have been better because at least you're not going to lose your area or your girl that you're guarding like you might in a man-to-man. And
you don't have the concern with Robinson being an aggressive catcher in the post doing anything offensively.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I don't think Graham will do that. I don't think he'll go to that. But they've got to do a better job communicating. That's really where it's at. Somebody's got to communicate where the shooters are, and you've got to have your head on a swivel if you're a defender to know where that girl's spotting up, and you've got to leave yourself enough time to get out to her.
No shoot-around for Triton Central. Well, they come out with a minute to play.
And I know they've been here before, but I'll just say that I don't really agree with going home and sending the girls home. I think you've got a regional here where you've really got an opportunity to bond as a team and maybe stick together over here. But you know, that Brian Graham's been to a lot more regionals than me. But still, I would have liked to seen Triton stay together, maybe over here in Speedway somewhere, and not go home and really lose the momentum that you started this morning.
Triton Central breaks huddle. Winchester still hearing from Coach Gutierrez on their bench. For the Tigers, original starting five on the floor in Holly, Phelps, and Cooper, Schneider, and Chandler. Lawrence, Graff, Chamberlain. No, hang on a moment.
Hummel's starting.
Hummel will start in place of
Sarah Graff. And I think they just want a little bit more size down there against Cooper and Phelps.
Triton Central ball to open the second half. Top of the key with it is Cooper. Schneider on the right wing, defended by Chamberlain. Holly on the left wing. Cross-court pass, Phelps. A step-back three is off the glass, no good. Holly, the rebound blocked by Kira Robinson. And she grabbed the rebound in the same motion. Tinley Phelps has had more perimeter shots than post shots tonight. Spinning, Lawrence. Top of the key, Graff. The three, good again. Wow.
Wide open.
A 4-3 for Graff. 36-18, and Triton into the front court with yet another unforced travel call. And if there isn't something that at least resembles a rally, can Triton keep this mentally together?
Body language hasn't really been good since the start, I've noticed, on several girls for the Tigers.
Hummel, right wing. Lawrence to the basketball above the free throw line.
Bad pass by Hummel, or Lawrence might have had a layup, but
she'll take a three instead.
Because she had to catch it kind of going back, she went back to the three-point line and nailed it.
Schneider with a three the other way, no good. Holly got a handle on the rebound, did manage to contain it, brings it outside. 39-18 Winchester. Chandler between the circles. Holly perimeter right. Holly will dribble it down inside the lane. A runner off the back rim and the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Winchester.
You know I love Ranisha Holly, but I don't think you can play her right now if they're not even going to guard her. You've got Riley Stevens on the bench. You got to play her.
Top of the key is Graft. Head fake, no shot. Chamberlain over on the side now holding his Lawrence. Lawrence will drive to the basket this time. The runner no good. Rebound tipped around. Finally taken out of there by Chandler. Maya on the push into the front court. Gives to Phelps, left of the key. Holly beyond the arc, down to Cooper. Head fake, jump hook in the paint, block, out of bounds. It'll be Triton ball. Riley McAllister, number 44, will check into the ballgame. A 5'8 junior replacing Ranisha Holly. McAllister from the baseline, lobbing out to Chandler. Left wing, open look, Schneider. Missed the three. Rebound. Back up and in by McAllister. And fouled in the same motion. She'll go to the line. And who saw that coming?
Not us.
McAllister, instant offense with the rebound putback. The foul on Robinson, her first. Free throw, good. And McAllister gives Triton its first points of the second half. 39-21, the Winchester lead. Graft defended by Schneider. Goes down to the baseline, beats a defender, and hold on, we've got a whistle. And an offensive foul call goes against Winchester.
On Robinson, it looks like.
Robinson on a screen, I guess, where she saw the ball handler coming. She wasn't really at the ball when she did it. Here is Phelps dribbling. Backdoor cut, Chandler. Tough catch in traffic, dribbles out front. Chandler on the wing to McAllister. Cooper baseline. Opposite corner pass, Tinley Phelps for three off the rim, miss. Rebound Hummel. Hummel for Graft, her push into the front court, down to the block, and curls it back outside.
I've got an update from Decatur Central. After one, Warren Central up on Pike, 17-15.
Pike, the number one team in 4A, only one loss. Baseline drive, layup. Lawrence, like, she lost the ball for a moment, recollected it, then put it in. 41-21. McAllister to the rim, left it behind for Cooper. Jumper good. Triton Central in a back and forth right now. They need more stops, down by 18. Graft up into the front court. Schneider on the assignment there. The screen coming from Lawrence on the left. Into the post, it's Robinson. Turns, banker, no. Chandler the rebound. Chandler across the timeline, under the free throw line, gives to McAllister. Head fake calls the defender. McAllister on the drive is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Riley McAllister, 1.27 points per game this year if you take it out to the 100th line. And she has three with a chance for more at the stripe.
Spark plug here at Speedway. She's the Triton Central spark plug.
Free throw short.
That just misfired.
You've used up all your Speedway references in one line.
I've been trying to work a few in.
McAllister again gets the second free throw. 41-24, Triton down 17. Lawrence on the walk into the front court. Defended now by McAllister. Crosses right hand to left hand. Sideline with it is Chamberlain. Head fake, drive, floater, missed everything, but 6'3", Kira Robinson will clean it up and lay it in for her first basket. 43-24. Long pass ahead. McAllister runs into the defender, somehow maintained her pivot foot, but throws it away. Steal Lawrence. Bounce pass goes to Graft, and she lost it on the way up, tipped out by Triton.
I think McAllister got away with it. I'm not sure if she kept her pivot foot there, but got away with it.
Bailey Stamper into the ball game for Triton Central. Cooper will sit. inbounding Winchester, getting Lawrence to the free throw line. A dribble, separation, leaner won't go. Rebound knocked loose, and Hummel keeps it alive for Winchester. Head fake, graft, runner, hit the bottom of the rim. She may have been hit on the shot, no foul. Phelps on the rebound. Phelps driving coast to coast. Step through, look for a foul that didn't come. Air ball on the scoop. Rebounded by Winchester. Lawrence to Graft to Lawrence in the post. Turn around, up and under, step in, two. Lawrence has everything available in her game.
Well, I said early, Maddie Lawrence, the more we say her name in a positive way for Winchester, the worse off for Triton, and that's the case tonight.
Stamper with a awkward-looking turnaround in the paint, no good. Rebounded by Winchester, and that 21-point lead intact with under three to go in the third.
Hummel off the bench with five boards right now for Winchester.
Lawrence taking her time, dribbling out front. Around the screen, picked up the dribble, had a timeout from the Winchester bench. It's a 30, 2:42 left to go. And Winchester up 21. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM's.
FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
45-24, Winchester, 21-point lead on Triton Central. 2:42 left to go here in the third period. Winchester basketball coming out of a timeout. Number four against number eight, and number four, paced by red-hot three-point shooting, has had the better part of it tonight. Graft out front, defended by Schneider. Lofting it for Chamberlain toward the post with Lawrence. Outside, Sarah Graft back in the game, and down low to Kira Robinson, and the 6'3 center traveled trying to get in position.
Kira needs to develop a little hook shot to where she doesn't have to put it down on the floor and use.
Riley McAllister, a catch-and-shoot three in transition. Rebound deflected off a couple of different players. Chamberlain last to touch it. Her delivery to the basket is so slow.
That's why she just needs to catch maybe a right shoulder fake and right up into a hook with that right hand.
Chandler with the inbounds, 2:16 to go, and Triton Central needs something resembling a run to narrow the gap here. Stamper. Out front is Chandler. McAllister between the circles. Left wing, Schneider. Cross-court pass, Phelps. A three on the way. Good. Tinley Phelps, her second three of the game. She has 12. 45-27, Winchester. Lawrence backing away to the Speedway logo on the sideline. Now dribbles onto the left wing, gives to Graft. And a travel call on Sarah Graft, who's had a kind of a difficult evening for Winchester. So Triton with a three, they get a stop via the turnover. Now a chance to get another step closer if they can score here.
I think I can understand a little bit more why Winchester was so upset, not only for Shelby Miller, but this is a state-caliber type of team. Without her, add another player like Miller, and my goodness.
Haley Schneider, a catch-and-shoot three off the assist from Chandler. 45-30, and the Tigers have gotten it back to where it was at halftime, 15 points. Graft guarded by Schneider will dribble down to the right wing all the way into the corner. Into the post with Robinson, turns and fouled on the way up. I think they're going to call this on Stamper.
Yep. And earlier we witnessed Robinson, pretty good free throw shooter, so you definitely don't want to foul her. She's only made one basket. Make her prove that she can score.
The foul call actually went on McAllister coming from the side. Robinson misses the first. She's got one more coming. Sarah Graft sits down. Hummel back in for Coach Gutierrez. And Robinson with a second free throw. 59 seconds left in the third. Free throw in, out, and stays out. Triton the rebound and a chance to get closer than they were at halftime. Phelps on the dribble and just enough of a stutter there that Lawrence tried to reach for the ball, made contact with Phelps, and committed the foul. Second on Lawrence. Fourth on Winchester. Triton inbounding baseline with McAllister. McAllister for Stamper. Up top, Phelps is wide open. A three, front rimmed it. Rebound Hummel. And Hummel got the ball taken away by Schneider, and Schneider then lost the dribble in the paint. Retrieved by Winchester. Triton with a couple of chances that time, couldn't take advantage. Lawrence dribbling on the perimeter. 33 seconds left in the third. A lob in the post. Robinson. Outside Graft. Baseline Hummel. Dribbled the ball off somebody's foot. Into the corner and lost it out of bounds. Triton another chance to get under 15 with 22 seconds.
I think Hummel needs to understand her role. I don't think she's an offensive threat. She just needs to be a passer and a rebounder and a defender right now for Winchester.
McAllister out. Grace Christ in. For Winchester, number five, Eric Cowper, another 6'3 sophomore in the game for the first time, replacing Hummel. As they say, what's in the water over at Winchester? 6'3, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'3. 15 seconds for Chandler across the timeline. On the left-handed dribble, down the lane, head fake, fall away, bad shot, missed everything but the backboard, rebounded by Cowper. Lawrence front court now with 2-1. Volleyball line three. And the way they've shot the three, I wouldn't have been surprised. Right. It almost went. And we're at the end of the third period of play. BP DocShop scoreboard. Winchester 45, Triton Central 30 on Giant FM Sports.
You know, an inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Headed to the final 8 minutes. And for Triton Central, it would be quite the recovery and comeback if they're to win this one. Trailing Winchester by 15 as we go to the fourth here at the Speedway Regional Championship. Winchester ball opening the period. Triton Central defensively with Holly and Schneider. Chandler, Phelps and Cooper. Lawrence out front on the dribble for Winchester. A double stack screen comes at the top of the key. Around it goes Lawrence, gives up the ball in the corner, now top of the key with Chamberlain. Down low, Lawrence lofting it in front of the rim. Kira Robinson good for two.
That's really where you've got to use Robinson. I don't know that you post her up, but if you can get down there and just lob it to her so she can just catch and lay it in, she's really efficient that way.
Chandler for Schneider. Chandler bobbled the dribble, had to run out and recover it. Now Phelps on the perimeter. On the floor right now, 6 feet, 6'3", and 6'3", for Winchester as Phelps gets a dribble drive to the rim but can't make the shot. Winchester's Lawrence on the push. On the side, Chamberlain misses a three. Phelps the rebound. Into the front court with it is Chandler. Slides down onto the left wing. Phelps holding on the perimeter. Will dribble into a three, miss it. And the rebound, Cowper. Cowper fouled by Cooper. And even Cowper's come off the rim or come off the bench and grabbed a couple of rebounds.
Yeah, three of them.
That foul on Cooper, Triton Central's second personal foul. You're Triton, you've only committed two fouls. I'd start slapping when I'm close enough at the ball, see if you can get away with a steal or two. You can afford it right now.
Yep.
Holly defending. Gets lost in a screen as Lawrence goes baseline. She'll lob up top. It's Chamberlain for three. And two defenders on Lawrence in the corner. Chamberlain's wide open. It's been a flaw that Triton Central has not been able to correct here tonight. A tie-up in the front court on Schneider. Possession arrow belongs to Triton Central. ...50-30 Winchester. Inbounding Holly to Phelps. Phelps into the paint, got away with a walk, lofting out to Chandler, who just saved the pass at midcourt. Chandler guarded by Chamberlain. On the left side it comes for Phelps. Phelps again a three, rimmed out long, rebound toward the corner, and Cowper with those long arms literally reached over Cooper and stole it, but then threw it away. Chandler a three, will not go. Rebound, Rodney Shahali. Brian Graham wants a timeout, and he'll get it before the next shot attempt. 30-second timeout, 5:40 left to go, a 50-30 Winchester advantage.
Tough night offensively for Holly, but she does have five offensive rebounds, six total. So she is keeping possessions alive. Triton just can't make shots.
Winchester doesn't give me the idea that they're going to do much to help Triton Central come from behind and win this game.
No, not with Maddie Lawrence running the point and good shooters on the perimeter. You can't double-team Maddie Lawrence. You've just got to play her straight up. Especially with Chamberlain and Graff shooting the way they are, you've just got to figure out how to play better team defense in the half court.
Lawrence has no problem giving up the ball. Seven assists per game. She was at 10 per game at one point this season.
Well, she's right at seven right now.
Triton basketball down by 20.
She's one of the better players we've seen all year.
Holly beyond the three-point arc. Driving. Backing in, finding Schneider, out to Cooper, 17-footer, no good. Holly, another rebound, fouled on the putback. Renisha Holly will go to the free throw line. 15 foul on Speedway. Kira Robinson with foul number three. Holly's free throw is missed. She's got one more coming. Second free throw missed. Cooper the rebound, blocked by Robinson. And down to the floor they go after the next rebound.
I've got two blocks now for Robinson. She averages 3.5.
Winchester up 20 into the front court. Hannah Graft on the dribble around the timeline. Lawrence to the basketball, defended by Holly. And a bump and a foul on Chandler out front. For Triton, foul number three. Still fouls to give for the Tigers in this situation. Lawrence bobbled the dribble and then, ooh boy, came to a stop where the lead foot slipped and that knee buckled from behind, but she's okay. And now pass down low and Lawrence lost the ball on the way up, dropping it out of bounds.
The clock's a big factor now as we get close to 4 minute mark of the fourth. I'm not sure Triton has enough time to make up a 20-point deficit.
It would take the three-point shooting exhibited by Winchester in the first period of this game. Holly standing unguarded, three-point arc. Cooper will take a 17-footer, knock it down. Bella Cooper's third field goal, she has six. 50-32, and Triton Central trying some extra defense in the backcourt. But the ball comes to Lawrence, and everything clears away. Lawrence across the timeline, handing for Chamberlain. Chamberlain being chased by Chandler, who just about took the dribble away. Midway point, fourth quarter, 18-point lead Winchester, and they just keep running a little bit more time off the clock every trip down the floor. That clock is Winchester's worst enemy, not Triton Central right now. Brian Graham wants a five count from the official, hasn't gotten it, and Graham now going to watch Chandler commit a foul. Team foul number four on Triton. Holly out. Grace Christ will come in. Winchester inbounding on the sideline. And Lawrence dominating the ball every trip down. She'll hand to Chamberlain. Chamberlain bouncing for Graft. Kraft being chased by Schneider. And now a five-second call might have been appropriate, and it was coming, I think, but a timeout from Winchester stopped the count. Timeout, we'll take it as well. 3:22 left to go, fourth period. Winchester 50, Triton Central 32 on Giant FM Sports.
Sleep Source.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball coming to you from Speedway, where Winchester, coming out of a timeout, attacks the rim with Maddie Lawrence getting two, and a 20-point lead reestablished right now for this Winchester ball club. Christ with a three that's about four steps beyond the three-point arc. And I know you're in desperation mode, but that's maybe exceeding even that level.
Well, it was about four steps short of the rim, too.
Last update I've been able to find on Paoli South Ripley, who plays the winner of this game, was Paoli with a 16-10 lead, and that was way back at the end of the first
period. Anything on Jacksonville Tinley?
We'll take a look here in a moment. Triton bumping and fouling out on the perimeter. Team foul number five, no free throws involved yet. McAllister in replacing Christ. Headed to the fourth, Tinley in control, leading Jacksonville 58-44.
Wow.
Backcourt traveling after the inbounds to Chamberlain.
Unfortunately, I mean, with private schools in this class sports system, you're going to run into that. You're going to run into a Tinley every once in a while where they've just loaded up on kids that have come from other schools just like their boys team. Nothing you can do about it.
Nope. Tinley boys and girls have been ranked top 10 all year. Cooper, straight on jumper, no. Rebound, Lawrence. And she'll bring it front court, looking for Graff. The layup in transition, good by Hannah Graff. 54-32. Chandler dribbles into a three, top of the key, missed everything but the backboard. And Triton, the hustle's there, but the execution waning even further as Kiro Robinson gets behind the defense and a catch and lay-in.
Three for her last three.
56-32, Winchester. Phelps traveled, settling into a three-point shot. Bailey Stamper in. Tinley Phelps will go to the bench. And Triton Central season going to come to a close here at Speedway. Timeout or substitution? Both teams a little slow to go to the bench. I guess we do have a timeout on the floor with 1:59 remaining. BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Winchester 56, Triton Central 32 on Giant FM Sports.
FM Sports.
High school basketball, Giant FM Sports. I think Brian Graham, with the timeout by Triton Central, has seniors on the floor so he can then bring them out of the game here in just a few moments. Minute 45 to go. Lawrence dribbling out front, defended by Renisha Holly back into the ballgame. Cooper, Schneider, and Holly on the floor simultaneously now for the final 90 seconds or whenever they leave the ballgame. Winchester fans in standing ovation. Their team will advance to play Paoli or South Ripley next weekend in the semi-state. And Triton Central not committing a foul, although we may see one to stop the clock eventually before it ticks down. Just a game of keep away right now. Handoffs and dribbles by the three guards out front. Under 1 minute. Better team's going to win this game
tonight.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Not just better played today, better team right now. With it is Lawrence out front. Ball knocked away by Holly, recovered. Cross-court pass for Graft, and the clock at 40 seconds. Lawrence with it. Dribbling and passing on the perimeter with Chamberlain. And the game clock down to 29. Hannah Graft out at center circle. Ball knocked away, recovered, nope. Finally kicked around a bit, and it was recovered by Lawrence with 10 seconds. And Trident going to allow Winchester to run out the clock. Our final tonight from the Thule Speedway Regional Championship. Congratulations to Winchester. The number four team in the state advances, beating eighth-ranked Trident Central 56-32. Our Cagney's Pizza King postgame on the way next on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Our postgame brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King in Shelbyville. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's. Our final score tonight, Triton Central falling to Winchester, 56-32. Winchester advances to the semi-state, and Triton Central has its season end right here where Winchester's did in the regional final a year ago. The game opened 15-2. It then settled down for Triton. They would close within three at 21-18, but a 12-0 run, 33-18 at half, and Winchester in command from there on out.
Well, shooting was the key for Winchester. They got hot early, got out to that lead. Triton closed the gap when they got cold. Winchester got hot to end the half, and really that was the game right there. Down 15 at halftime, Triton Central never able to recover.
For Winchester, led tonight by 6-foot sophomore guard Maddie Lawrence, whose 21 points does not describe everything she did. Jason will have further numbers on Lawrence coming up in just a moment. 15 points by Chamberlain, all on three-pointers. 14 points from Hannah Graff, 12 of those were via the three-point field goal. Kira Robinson in the post with 6, rounded out the scoring for Winchester. Era Cowper, Sarah Graft, and Brooklyn Hummel all played but did not score. Winchester shot only 6 free throws and made 2 of those. For Triton Central, one player in double figures, that was Tenley Phelps, and Jason, while she scores 12, it was the different kind of 12 and the way that it had to come that gave Triton Central no hope to get inside.
No, she scored 6 of those 12 off three-pointers that were just kind of, you know, because she felt she needed to shoot those to get back in the game. She did not shoot the ball well from the field tonight like she did this morning. I don't know if fatigue played a factor or just the overall size for Winchester.
Bella Cooper with 6. Three-point field goal, Riley Stevens. Three-point field goal, Haley Snyder. A bucket for 2 for Rhenisha Holly. And Maya Chandler with 2 first-quarter points in this game, accounting for all of her scoring. Kept contained, couldn't get the dribble drive going tonight. Triton Central, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 18-9 Winchester after 1. 33-18 at the half. 45-30 Falcons after 3. And Winchester wins it 56-232. For Triton Central, again, the season ends with a record of 21-5. Winchester now 25-2. They play the winner of Paoli and South Ripley in the South Semi-State next week.
Well, shooting numbers here really tell the story. Winchester 54% from the field, 21 of 39. They made 11 in the first half, 10 in the second. So consistent shooting throughout tonight for Winchester. 12 of 22 behind the arc, 55%. 24 rebounds, 6 offensive, 12 assists, 10 turnovers tonight for the Falcons. For Triton Central, 11 of 43, 6 made field goals in the first half, 5 in the second, that's 26%. 4 of 19 from three-point range, 21%. 22 rebounds, 9 offensive, 6 assists, and 13 Tiger turnovers tonight. Individual leaders in the rebounding column for the Falcons: Maddie Lawrence with 5, Kira Robinson with 6, Hummel with 6, and off the bench in limited minutes, Cowper with 4, and really I believe all 4 came in a row as she really only played 2 or 3 minutes there in the fourth quarter. In the assist column, huge night for Maddie Lawrence with 9 assists, 5 in the second half, 4 in the first half, and she was the key, either making baskets, dishing it off, or rebounding tonight. We can see why Maddie Lawrence averages 19, 8, and 7. She really showed out tonight when the team needed her the most. And for Triton Central, Phelps and Holly in the rebounding column are the leaders for the Tigers with 7. Rynisha Holly in her last game as a Tiger with 5 offensive rebounds. Chandler and Schneider in the assist column lead the way tonight with 2 apiece.
Take a timeout on our post game brought to you by Cagney's. The Nets coming down. Winchester has the scissors out after a 56-32 win. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
H&R Inside Story on Giant FM Sports.
Time now to name our Giant FM Sports Player of the Game as Triton falls to Winchester 56-32. Tinley Phelps, it was a difficult night because she really didn't get down into the sweet spot either on the dribble or in the post very often, but still 12.7 rebounds and nobody else within 6 points of her on the Triton roster in this game.
Yeah, Phelps with an overall pretty good day, just couldn't get much going tonight. She was able to dominate the first game this afternoon, and then the size and the athletic ability of Winchester, just too much for her to handle. 3 of 13 from the field, 7 rebounds. Phelps, 3 more years, though, and this will be her night and this team's night here very shortly into the future.
Winchester advances, and it must have been a later start, probably the 8 o'clock tip in the other South region. Paoli leading South Ripley 21-19. They are at the half of that game. A final timeout. We wrap up the girls' portion of the season. Look ahead to some things coming up. And a look ahead to a busy, interesting week next week as well. Our final, 56-32 Winchester on Giant FM.
The action with you at Giant FM.
Speedway High School. Our thanks go out to AD Brian Avery and the staff here as Speedway again has hosted a postseason regional, and they've seen Winchester claim a championship, a team that lost in this round a year ago. They take a step further and move on and will play either Paoli or South Ripley in the semi-state next week. Real quick look at the girls' programs, and we'll begin with this Triton Central team who, like Winchester, brings back a lot of key components and most of the offense for next year's team.
Well, Chandler's back, Phelps is back, Riley Stevens will be a part of this team from day one, and Bailey Stamper will replace Cooper down low for the Tigers. So, yeah, you've got a lot of young talent that will remain in this program, even with Cooper, Holly, and Schneider graduating. So a lot to look forward to for Triton Central moving forward. And Taylor Heath, am I getting that name right?
You are right.
Yeah, freshman guard, she'll be back next year. Probably sees a lot of varsity minutes, if not starts this year without that injury. So Taylor Heath will be there next year. Triton could be a better team come Christmas time once everybody gets used to everybody next year.
Does the feel-good story of the girls' basketball season become something more than that in Waldron next year?
I think maybe at a county level, not necessarily with beating a Triton Central but at a 1A level against Morristown Southwestern, I think Waldron is maybe your favorite to be the better team of those three, and to possibly, we don't know what Jackson Dell has coming back, but maybe take a step further in that sectional. They played him tough in the first half, didn't have an answer for him in the second half, but those Waldron girls, they just need to improve individually this summer, work on their fundamentals, work on everything as individuals, and then come back together next year and take that next step. I believe there's talent there, they're well coached, they're the team that I'm looking forward to seeing next year and how much they grow from the end of this year.
Morristown will graduate a few key seniors, but there are things to fix that aren't just basketball related with that program. Yeah. It was kind of a tumultuous start to the season 3 weeks in. They need an off season. Hopefully it's productive.
Yeah, Morristown's in a unique situation where they're graduating some players who really believed in the coach that left, and now interim coach Rachel Klein took over. She's familiar with the program, but I don't think she had the full attention of her roster this year. Some of those girls, I think, kind of mentally checked out when Coach Wolf left, and she needs to really, I think, this offseason put her stamp on this program, and get them moving in the right direction under her leadership. And if any girl is not on board, she needs to ship them out of the program and start over with girls that want to play for Coach Klein. If she doesn't do that, then next year is going to be just like this year, where you have girls that, you know, just maybe think they're above the program. And I think once Coach Klein gets that under control and gets everybody on the same page, which I believe she'll do, Morristown will be a lot better off.
Shelbyville continues looking for answers. I think maybe I saw some of those, but it was at a seventh grade level, so the wait for some talent continues while they continue to progress with what's there.
Well, God bless Coach West. I mean, the patience that man has, I don't think I could do it. What he had to go through this year at a varsity level and the schedule that they play night in and night out just has to be very frustrating. But those girls at times played really, really competitively. At other times, they were just simply outmanned and unable to compete. But sometimes rebuilding a program takes 5 or 6 years, and that's where Shelbyville's at right now. And you mentioned the seventh grade. It may be until those girls are sophomores and juniors before Shelbyville starts seeing, improvement in the win-loss column.
And one more stop at Southwestern, where Lexi Wilkins, we know she's a terrific three-point shooter, but the graduation's going to take its toll. Noah Stuckey has some rebuilding with youth to start next year.
Yeah, Wilkins needs to get back from the injury, see how she responds, and she's definitely a capable scorer and shooter. But Southwestern, another program in transition, and we'll see what they can do over the summer to get ready for next year.
Triton Central season closes here in the regional final at Speedway. Our final, Winchester 56, Triton Central 32. Coming up Monday night, Giant FM Sports from Heritage Automotive. Shelbyville's got one game to go before we get there, but we're putting a heavy focus on the Shelbyville-Morristown matchup, which looks like, by the numbers, not only the first meeting since the mid-90s, the first meeting in Morristown since 1911.
Yeah.
And Shelbyville down 7 right now, losing by 1 last night, not coming off a good weekend.
No, if they drop this to Whiteland tonight, that really only gives them one opportunity to get that swagger back before they go into what's going to be an extremely hostile environment. They may be the favorite, they may be the better team, but if they don't go in there with full confidence, Morristown is capable of knocking off the 4A Bears.
And Shelbyville has 57 points on the board, so I thought maybe a higher scoring game with Whiteland. The Bears, who struggled last night offensively, not exactly red hot tonight.
Well, that update I got was several minutes ago, so we might be at a final down there at Whiteland. We'll have to check and see.
Congratulations to Triton Central. Sectional championship, regional final appearance, and a club next year that's going to be thought very highly of entering the season. For Jason Parker, I'm Jody McCrory. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you from the gym next week. So long, everybody.
High school basketball is brought to you by Blue River Restoration, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, McKay Manor, First Bank Shelbyville, Acra Automotive. High school basketball is also brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King, Sandman Brothers, J&B Quality Home Furnishing, Stanley Jones Insurance, Major Health Partners, BP Dock Shops, Christian Electric, Hoosier Realtor, Penny Acres, Clark Orthodontics, Shelby Materials, H&R Block, Maximum Results. This has been a copyrighted broadcast of Giant FM Sports.